Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bringing our boy Eddie Gonzalez. Eddie, what's up, baby? We asked ChatGPT the best way to build a winning basketball team.
Did they say trade away a top 10 scorer for role players and picks? Is that the idea?
I'm scrolling. No. ChatGPT does not advise for that.
Okay. Not a good idea to trade away an all-star. Yeah. All right.
Not a good idea.
On a year's contract. When you decided not to trade them at the deadline and you lost all over, that's probably not going to help.
So that's kind of the funny part about all of this is Phoenix. They're obviously no trade has been made for Kevin Durant yet. Kevin Durant is the focal point of everything related to professional basketball that is not the NBA Finals right now. And it's almost not talked extensively enough about the fact you already tried to trade him. And the only reason you didn't was he found out and advised you not to do that.
And look, the deals at the deadline, we're fine. They're the deals they want now. It's a lot of the deals they want now. It's a lot of guys that they could have had that aren't necessarily on the table now. You could have had Julius Randle and Naz Reid and Naw, they call them. And, you know, I even understand turning down that deal. All those guys are expiring. You got to pay them all in the summer. You might not be able to pay them all. Whatever. You're an apron team. But you turn down viable offers at the deadline, and you could mask it and say, oh, we were trying to do right by Kevin. I don't think that was what was going on there. Because now you're saying through the media, like, hey, I understand he has preferences, but we're going to do what we're going to do here. So, like, make up your mind. My whole thing for the longest, and I say this, understanding unbiased observer, but trying to be unbiased observer when I say this, they should have just did it. Should have just got it over with, took some of the deals, took whichever one you felt was best, and got it over with. You know, the toothpaste is out the tube is the analogy I keep using. It's fine. Just get it over with. They didn't, and they just dug the hole deeper, and now it's all worse. And every report right now is basically saying, the deals aren't good enough. And now they're talking about, well, we may just keep them. We may just walk away and keep them. And I don't believe that. I think they want to be in this draft really bad, higher in this draft, top 10 in this draft, if possible. And I can't see them walking away from that scenario because after that, it turns into free agency. July goes by quick. If we get into August, then what? You know, the guys have picked teams. Rookies are on their teams. Like, you don't even have the power to pick that rookie anymore at this point. What does that scenario become? And if you get further into the, if you get into the season and further into the season and you run the risk of him walking for nothing, like that's just too much. That's just too much to bear. I can't see them letting this go any further.
I think, one issue they have is they can't make up their mind. The Phoenix Suns can't make up their mind on what public stance they're taking. Like they're talking about, oh, we might just keep him. Like, didn't you guys also say, hey, look, we'll take this all under advisement. We're going to take the best deal. And then there's all this talk about Minnesota's deal and trying to nudge him towards Minnesota. What do you need to nudge him for? If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, like, a lot of leaking right now, right? Like, it's just sloppy. Like, it just – I think back to the De'Aaron Fox trade, right? The Spurs just went about their business for, like, 3 weeks. And then when it was time to get the trade done, you guys know, they finally got on the phone and it took, like, 2 days. It was like, okay, here's the stuff. Here's what we're doing. Now, De'Aaron Fox picked that team. It was in the middle of the season. There's a lot of other moving parts. But that team just got it done quickly. Just got it over with. Like, here we go. Whereas you did with Phoenix. This is a four-month saga now we have. And depending on what you believe and who you believe, the Warriors' conversations and noise, that started as far back as November. Not that Phoenix was engaging, but there was chatter. So this is now we're talking like an 8 month convo going on and it's still dragging. Like at some point you do have to rip the band-aid off and get this over with. You've pretty much publicly announced that you're going to trade KD. Everybody seems on board with that. There's reports with everybody's name on it. Rich Kleiman's name on it. The son's names on it. Pick the best deal. Like let's get moving and let's go.
So Eddie, you know how I feel about KD. You know how I feel about his place in history and how, even today, how good he is. So this isn't a knock on KD. I just think when I'm saying this, I'm just kind of living in reality. What did Phoenix think they were going to get? This is not 27-year-old Kevin Durant where, yeah, I need your three best players and four picks. Like, bro, he's 37. There's a or 36, 37. There's a contract upcoming as well. Like, yeah, if you're offered Jalen Green and maybe two of your picks, but that's probably about it. And that's not it. That's not a knock on who KD is. I agree with you. It's an all NBA player. But you gotta look at the total picture right now. He's on the back nine of his career. I'm not gonna give you my four best young players and draft picks for Kevin Durant in 2025. Like what did they really think that's the trade package that was gonna be out there?
I think it's something along those lines. Again, at the deadline, they got great offers. You know, the rumor is at the deadline, they did get offered Jalen Green and Jabari Smith and a pick. But that was at the deadline. So much has changed since then. Now you've lost him for one playoff run, right? And that was a good chance. That was a good time to have him for one guy who've been thinking about trading for forever in Jalen Green. Another guy who kind of finally scratched the rotation in the playoffs on a per need basis, but he's playing Kevin's position anyway. So those would be minutes Kevin's gonna play. So like it was negligible then, but now it's like, he's under contract for one more year. He's actually a little bit more expensive. We actually saw our guys go. We have a better bearing of where we are as a team, as a young team. We were the two seed. You've allowed too much to happen since then. And it's not about how good Kevin is. Kevin is great. He's one of the, I'll say, top 10 players. We put him wherever we want to put him in the list, whatever it is. He's one of the elite players in the league, but he's on a lame duck contract. He's a very expensive player. He is going to be 37 years old next time he plays basketball. It's not the same situation as Desmond Bane, who is much cheaper, much younger, a very specific need, a team with a ton of assets. It's not that. Like, it's just not that. And one of the things you keep seeing people say is the Spurs timeline, the Rockets timeline, that's not the same as where Kevin is in his career and what he's doing. Can he help? Of course he can help. But we're in no rush. Our best players are all 22 years old. We're in no rush. We're going to be fine for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So we have to deal with some of these situations. And if you're the Spurs, like, we have 15 years. Like, we have the alien. We're not in a rush for anything. Nobody's going to bully us into anything. And so that's the problem. That's where I see it right now as it sits. You have a very desperate team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Team in the Suns, whether they want to act like they are or aren't. And you have a bunch of teams that aren't. And then you have the Miami Heat, who are just the Miami Heat. They're just different. They're just
floundering. Like they're treading water. Like with or without Kevin Durant, you're treading water at this point. Like
I think that's the reality too. If you're the Heat, like you give them truth serum, they sit there and say, look, we're not a Kevin away. Like we'd love to have him.
Right.
But we're not a Kevin away anyway. We still have work to be done. So we also don't want to overextend because of that. Like, mm-hmm. We need our picks. We kind of need Andrew Wiggins right now at a good price. We kind of, you know, we need a couple of these dudes. And I think that's some of it, too. Again, truth serum in a moment of honesty.
But that's why I disagree with you a little bit. And I think I disagree with Kenny, too, because we were talking about this earlier in the week. I think you're 100% right with San Antonio. San Antonio can present an offer, and Phoenix can go, well, I don't like this. And San Antonio can go, cool. All right. Well, good luck. And just chill. Like, they don't care. Like, we're not negotiating. We have an offer. If the answer is no, I'll holler at you. I don't think Houston has that same luxury. If we're talking about the three young teams in the conference, Houston's probably third behind San Antonio and Oklahoma City. Houston probably needs to do something. And we could talk about timelines and ages and all of that stuff. But the fact is, Kevin Durant is still Kevin Durant. He's exactly, y'all know who I am. Like, he is still that guy. And a Kevin Durant acquisition, the right trade where you don't lose too much, that puts Houston in a really good position to be back right where they were last year. They obviously had the Ime Udoka signing this week. He's going to be around long term. And I'm not penciling them in for a 2 or 3 seed just because of what they did last year. But if you put Kevin Durant on that team, I will.
I think the Roses side of that argument is Houston going, well, Jalen Green could get better and Jabari Smith could get better. And Amen is obviously going to get better. Alfie's going to be, we finally got Alfie some playoff burn. He had to play against Draymond Green for 7 games. We feel better about where we're going. We're not taking a step back this summer. That's the argument. But I agree with what you're saying. I think if you're looking at the trajectory, the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years with these guys, yeah, you love the potential of San Antonio. We're seeing what OKC is despite last night. But we Houston, we're not as certain. There's no Victor Wembanyama on Houston. There's no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on Houston. So I get that. But I think Houston does feel confident. And they have a coach at the helm who really feels confident. And I think Amen Thompson, with all his tools, is one of those dudes. He's going to be one of those dudes.
He will
be. It's going to take a little longer.
Yeah, he's not. He will be.
Yeah.
They need, you just said, they need that guy right now, and I don't think they have it.
I would.
Yeah, I've said privately for some time, I think Houston makes the most sense. Yeah. I get asked every day, where do I want him to go? Where should he go? What do I think is the best? I think Houston makes the most sense in a lot of ways. It's, you know, it turns into what Kevin's been saying for the longest. Well, what do you give up for me? You got to give up a lot for me. What do you give up for me? I would love Houston if Jabari was still there.
that's the thing.
Give us that guy off the bench to play some defense for us, to be an athletic dude to help Kevin rebound, like stuff like that. I would love that. If it costs Jalen, Jabari, Reed Shepard, and all of your picks going forward. No, I kind of hate that. Right. So it depends on what you give. But I agree with you in the sense that if we're ranking the desperation of all of those teams who are still here, I would put Houston up there because, one, Miami's almost not good enough, and, two, the Spurs are almost too good. Like, they just got the number 2 overall pick. I've always felt like as soon as they almost won the lottery, they were out of the KD sweepstakes. I think they're kind of out of the Giannis sweepstakes unless it falls in their lap too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand completely what Dame is saying and what you're saying, but if I'm Houston, yeah, I got more urgency than San Antonio, but you're not getting Jalen Green and Jabari Smith. As a matter of fact, I'm with you, Eddie. It's not even a choose between the two. Like, I'm not giving up Jabari Smith. Not that I think he's going to be like an all-star or nothing like that, but nah, I'm not giving you both of those guys. I might, and I don't think it would, but I might even give you Jalen and Reed Shepherd, not including Jabari Smith in that situation. And if you don't, if you being the Suns aren't happy with that, I'm okay walking away. Like, it's not the ideal situation if I'm Houston, but I'm okay with it. I'll find another deal somewhere else that might give me a score. It might not be Kevin Durant, but at least I'll still have Jabari Smith and maybe even Reed Shepherd in that situation.
Yeah, like if I'm Houston, I'm wondering what's going on with Cam Johnson. Is Mikal Bridges completely happy? Is he possible to pry out of there? Like, if Desmond Bane can be had, and he was had for a treasure trove, don't get me wrong, but if this level of player is just on the market, I need to see who else is out there too. You know, if I have to get rid of Jalen Green, there's probably not comparable wings, but wings that fit into what we do out there somewhere. But I do think there is the desire to have a true number one offensive star on that team. And a little bit of not knowing if Alfred Sengun is that just yet. You know, you do the Charmander meme and you say, oh, he's baby Jokic. I don't know. I don't know that the playoffs showed me that either. You know, a perimeter shooting star, though, that's different. That changes that team a ton. And if we're handing over the point guard duties or pseudo point guard duties to Amen Thompson going forward, we're going to need that as much as we can get it. So, yes, I think that's a priority. But if not, hey, we'll get some more athleticism on the wing that fits in here, and we're just going to terrorize guys again, and we're going to trust what we're doing. I like that team a lot. We talked about that team a ton on this show all year long. I like the team a lot. I like the athleticism. I thought we saw it all in the playoffs. They got beat by a more well-seasoned team, and the you know, things just broke differently for them a few times. They missed a couple tough shots late in different games in that series, but they're close, and they know they're close. And if one of these guys takes a leap, who knows where they are. But if I had to beat, because everybody's doing this on their shows right now, I think they would be the favorite right now because I think it just makes the most sense.
You're talking about Houston.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, all the noise right now, everybody is on TV saying, yo, those Suns might walk away and just drag it out and wait and
see.
That
would be crazy.
And it's like, why? Like, what is earned there? They're doing the thing at the car lot where you go, you know what? I don't want this car. I'm not over $50 a month. I'm out of here. And then acting like they're walking out the lot and hoping they're going to get what they want. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
So Minnesota's out? Completely out?
I think it's up to Minnesota. I think it's... If Minnesota wants to do the Kawhi risk and say, look, we'll just take you for a year and whatever, they probably have them already. But clearly they don't want to do that. And you know, for me, you're three games away from the finals two seasons in a row. I don't know why you don't roll the dice. You have Anthony Edwards. He's not going nowhere. If you get rid of some guys, so the rumor trade that the cap experts on Twitter put together with the math essentially is Rudy and Dante. I would sacrifice that to see what we get for a year. I personally would.
I'd pay KD's rent if I was trying to. So, like, yeah, you ain't got to live here, big dog. I understand. I'll take that year. And worst case scenario, I'm out of the Gobert contract in a year. Cool.
And that's kind of where I sit with it too. But I'm not the GM. I'm not Tim Connolly. I'm not Alex Rodriguez. I'm not Mark Lohr. I'm none of them. But to me, that seems to be the holdup is they're not sure and about that. And you know, look, I don't think Kevin wants to be a pit stop anywhere at this point in his career either. So if I was them, I would take the risk. I think they could get the trade done whenever they want. If they feel like taking the risk, I think the Suns would happily take that. But it doesn't seem to be in the cards for them right now.
You mentioned Giannis a few minutes ago. Do you think there's a real Giannis discussion happening, or is that just done for now?
The way it sounds is it's going to take a while. He's going to wait. He's going to wait to see what the Bucks do. He's going to wait to see how the East looks. He's going to wait to see what's available for him. But, you know, there was buzz about him possibly asking out a few months ago, and coincidentally around the same time as the Combine, which coincidentally means 90% of the league is going to be in the same building and city for a week. And then coincidentally, the buzz died down right after that. So whatever was heard, whatever the chatter was, whatever you know, the tea leaves said, Buddy backed off. And what I would guess, my educated guess, is be like, he's learning exactly what Kevin had to learn at the deadline and is learning now. A Giannis Antetokounmpo trade in this landscape, in this second apron, like, misery for all these teams, is almost impossible. You know, Kevin had a tweet where he joked, like, it's going to take 4 year starters and six picks. And he might have said that in jest, but it's probably going to take about that to get Giannis. Because, one, I'm going to need all your picks. I'm sorry. He's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's in his prime. He just gave us 32 and 13 or whatever it was, and he's ridiculous. Nobody can guard him. And two, we got to build a team from scratch now. And three, you have to match cap with us because you have no choice. So that, I think the trade is just a little too complicated. The only team with max space right now is the Nets. But next time, a lot more teams open up some space. A lot more availability, a lot more flexibility for Giannis. So my prediction, I don't think he's going anywhere unless he finds a perfect deal for himself in the next 2 months. And I just don't see that happening.
We got a game seven, Eddie. Got a game seven. Are you surprised that we got a game seven?
No. And I am surprised in that Indy should have won this series already. I think they've shown to be the better team. I think they've shown to have the better style of play. Like, it's bothered the Thunder more than it's bothered them. They've let a game slip at home. Like, if they go up 3-1, the series is probably over by now, and they don't. They let that game slip. But they just seem to be the more cohesive unit, the deeper unit. And if the threes are falling, it's not even a contest for them. They're able to overcome their turnovers. They're able to come over everything. They're hitting their shots. They knock them down at home. And it's crazy that we, like, this cold season, all these superstars, all this face of the league conversation, all this stuff going on all year long, we're getting one game in Oklahoma City with the Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam and all this stuff on the line. And I'm not a legacy guy, but somebody's going to get like a real big legacy stamp this Sunday, whether it's Shea, whether it's J-Dub, whether it's Tyrese, who's playing hurt but looked incredible, whether it's Pascal Siakam. And there's something about championship experience that I trust. So I expect Alex Caruso to play really well. I expect Pascal Siakam to play really well. I expect like a nerve-wracking game. The last game seven we got in the finals is 2016. Mm-hmm. I don't know how well y'all remember that game, but it was all over the place.
Yes.
Long stretches of no scoring. One of the most iconic final minutes of a game in NBA history, and that was preceded by 7 minutes of 2 points.
Yeah, so we were looking at that earlier.
It's a nerve-wracking game. It's one of those games where the smallest mistake, the smallest adjustment can mean everything. I think the Pacers are going to win, man. They've won in that gym already. They're not bothered by that. They've already won a game winner in that gym. I think they're going to win. I think they just overwhelmed this team. And I did not like how the Thunder looked the other night. I always say with the champagne in the building, because it's in there somewhere. It's not in your locker room yet. They ain't put the tarp up. You can't celebrate yet. But there is a bunch of champagne bottles in the building. And y'all came out with 8 turnovers. More turnovers than field goals made. I don't love that. So I'm picking Indy. Don't yell at me next week. I won't be back till Friday. Y'all forget, by the way, by then. But
we'll have a draft.
I just love their
then.
Style of play. Yeah, I love their crazy defense. And I think Pascal Siakam's going to just give us a game. This is how I feel about it.
All right. I'm with my man, Eddie. Thanks for making time for us, man. Know you busy out here making moves, so we appreciate it. It's one of our favorite times.
Hey, shout out to Big Cuz, man, stirring up drama in Phoenix. Talking about a fight that may or may not have happened. I don't know. I'm going to talk about it on playback later. I'm going to playback some WNBA games. But sorry I was late, gang.
No, you're good. We're locked into playback, good, man. There's some classics that – Eddie's had some classics this year on playback.
When Eddie ran out of nowhere and got the fever hat, yeah. I cracked up.
Oh, man. Hey, man, you gotta have fun with it. Look, I
don't
know how to link. I got the
Asian.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, there
it
is. Yeah, below 500.
Good talking to you.
We gotta do some work, man.
We appreciate you, Eddie. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.